الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The blessings of Mufti Azam Hind. Attar's supplication. O Allah Almighty, whoever reads or listens to the booklet, The Blessings of Mufti Azam Hind, grant them the true love of the noble saints, enable them to follow in their footsteps and be pleased with them forever. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Excellence of Salat. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, Recite Salat upon me in abundance on the night of Jumu'ah, i.e. the night preceding Friday, and the day of Jumu'ah, i.e. Friday, for your Salat is presented before me. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Imam Ahmad Riza Khan's research regarding Salat. Imam Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Riza Khan rahmatullahi alayh states, It is proven and evident that Salat and Salam and the deeds of the Ummah are presented before the sacred court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam repeatedly through the collection and arrangement of ahadith. It has become clear to me that every Salat is presented 10 times in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and other deeds are presented 5 times. There are few ways in which Salat is presented in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 1. An angel delivers it near the Prophet's illuminated grave. Number 2. The angel who is appointed and tasked with the person reciting the Salat presents it. Number 3. The angels who travel and roam deliver it. Number 4. The guardian angels present the Salat along with all the day's deeds in the evening and along with the night's deeds in the morning. Number 5. Along with the week's deeds, the Salat is presented on the day of Jumu'ah. Number 6. All Salat recited throughout one's life will be presented on the day of judgment. The instances in which Salat have already been presented are as follows. Number 7. Deeds were presented on the night of Ascension. Number 8. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam saw them during the Salat al-Kusuf, i.e. the solar eclipse prayer. Number 9. When Allah Almighty placed His special divine favor and grace between the shoulders of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, everything became illuminated, i.e. manifest, to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sunan al-Tirmizi records the hadith wording for wada'a kaffahu bayna katifiyya. Imam al-Hafiz Ali al-Qari rahmatullahi alayhi explains that this is a figurative expression, not literal, indicating that Allah Almighty singled him out with an extra measure of favor and conveyed divine grace to him. It should be remembered that Allah Almighty is transcendent from being a body or having limbs. Number 10. At the time of the revelation of the Holy Quran, the knowledge and wisdom of all things were attained. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Do not let anyone's heart be broken, an incident. Once upon a time, a very great Islamic scholar and mufti of Islam from India, considered an imam of his time, boarded a rickshaw to go to the railway station. Just then, a distressed person came running and presented himself, saying, Sir, I am suffering from such and such trouble. Please grant me a ta'weez. The person accompanying him became angry and said to that man, The train's time is up and you have come to ask for an amulet now. We will miss the train. bearing a sea of fear of Allah and mercy in his heart, that Islamic scholar, feeling restless, said to that companion, "Let it be missed. I will go by the next train. If Allah Almighty asks me on the day of judgment why I did not help his such and such a servant in his distress, then what answer will I give?" Saying this, he had all his luggage taken off the rickshaw and became busy helping that person writing the Taweez. O devotees of the noble saints, do you know who that Islamic scholar and Mufti of Islam was? That great personality was the beloved son of Imam Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh, Mufti-e-Azam Hind, Mawlana Mustafa Raza Khan Al-Nuri Rahmatullahi Alayh. Like his noble father, he was unparalleled in knowledge, piety and service to humanity. Let's listen to another incident of his service to the creation of Allah. Sayyiduna Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Alayh was staying at someone's place in Zakir Nagar, Jamshedpur, on Wednesday, April the 3rd, 1974. Due to a gathering at night, there was a significant delay and very little time was left to rest before Fajr. Therefore, after the Fajr Salah and completing his invocations and recitations, ay Arad and Vazaif, he intended to apply kohl to his eyes and sleep. Just then, a person began to move away the people who were present. Sayyidina Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Alayh said to him, "Ask these people, perhaps they have some need." In other words, he disliked that they would be turned away. And it was his constant routine that he would rest only after fulfilling the needs of all the people. Yes, if people stand up and leave on their own out of consideration, that is another matter. He used to be displeased by sentences like, "Move away, let the Shaykh rest, you people go, the Shaykh will sleep, let him rest, lest someone's heart be broken or some important need of someone remain unfulfilled. May Allah Almighty have mercy on him and forgive us by his virtue without accountability. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam." The excellence of helping a Muslim brother, the final prophet of Allah Almighty sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, "Whoever relieves the worldly distress of a Muslim, Allah Almighty will relieve his distress of the hereafter on the day of judgment. Allah Almighty continues to help his servant as long as the servant continues to help his brother." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. An inborn wali, friend of Allah Almighty. When Mufti-e-Azam Hind Mustafa Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh, the beloved son of Imam Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh, was born on the 22nd of Zulhijjah 1310 AH, corresponding to July the 7th, 1893, at the time of dawn on Friday in Bareilly, UP, India, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh was present in the court of his Murshid, a spiritual guide, in Marehra. After the Fajr Salah, while sitting on the prayer mat, Sayyid Shah Abu al-Hussein Ahmad Nuri Rahmatullahi Alayh gave his own jubba and imama to the Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh for his soon-to-be-born son and future Mufti Azam, saying, "This trust of mine is handed over to you. Give it to him when the child becomes capable of bearing it." Then Sayyid Shah Abu al-Hussein Ahmad Nuri Rahmatullahi Alayh congratulated him on the birth of his son and said, "You should go to Bareilly. before the birth of Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Alayh, Imam Ahmad Reza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh supplicated, O self-sufficient master, O generous Lord, grant me such offspring who will serve your religion and your servants for a long time. Allah Almighty accepted the prayer in the form of Mufti Azam Rahmatullahi Alayh. 6 months later, when Sayyid Shah Abu al-Husayn Ahmad Nuri Rahmatullahi Alayh came to Bareilly, the beloved son of Imam Ahmad Reza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh was placed in his lap. He Rahmatullahi Alayh put his blessed saliva from his index finger into the mouth of the newborn and blessed him with prayers for a long time. On the 25th Jumad al-Akhirah, 1310 AH, at the age of 6 months and 3 days, Sayyid Shah Abu al-Husayn Ahmad Nuri Rahmatullahi Alayh took him into his silsila, whilst granting him permission and successorship in all his salasil, i.e. spiritual orders, at such a young age. He stated, the child will grow up to serve the religion and the ummah greatly, and the creation of Allah will receive immense spiritual blessings from him. This child is a wali, a sea of spiritual grace, and through his vision, millions of misguided people will be established upon the true religion. The birth name and original name of Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Alayh is Muhammad. His noble father, Imam Ahmad Reza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh, named him Mustafa Reza to call him by. This name became so famous that now he is remembered by this name. His takhallus, i.e. pen name, is Nuri, the short name of a poet which he uses in his poetry instead of his original name is called takhallus. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Mufti Azam Hind and his noble father. Imam Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Reza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh, raised his younger son, Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Alayh, with great affection. At the time of his birth, Imam Ahmad Reza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh was 38 years old. Mufti Azam Hind received spiritual grace from his noble father for approximately 30 years. My beloved Grand Murshid, Sayyidi Qutb al-Madina Ziya ad-Din al-Madani Rahmatullahi Alayh, states, when Imam Ahmad Reza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh would be in the Darul Ifta, his younger son, Mufti Azam Hind, would sometimes present himself in his service. The manner in which the beloved son of Imam Ahmad Reza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh would be present in the court of his father was so endearing that one felt like sacrificing oneself for it. Whoever saw him would exclaim that he was undoubtedly a perfect inborn wali. Such manners could not be expected from anyone else. At that time, he was nearly 4 years old. He would come quietly and sit respectfully before his father in the kneeling position. He would neither create a commotion like mischievous children, nor pick up and throw things around. When students and well-wishers congratulated Imam Ahlus Sunnah Rahmatullahi Alayh on the birth of his younger son, he replied, may Allah Almighty make your words auspicious. I am merely a humble servant of the religion, and it is my heartfelt desire that my son also makes the service of religion his way of life. The blessed childhood of Mufti Azam Hind. When Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Alayh reached the age of 4 years, 4 months and 4 days, Imam Ahlus Sunnah Rahmatullahi Alayh personally performed the Bismillah ceremony. He then specifically appointed his elder son, Hujjatul Islam Maulana Hamid Riza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayhi for his education and care. By the time his Bismillah ceremony was performed, he had already learned the rules of Salah and Wudu. Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Alayhi completed his Nazira recitation of the Holy Quran in 3 years. His entire education took place at Darul Uloom Manzar al-Islam, the Islamic seminary established by Sayyidi Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayhi in Bareilly. He was diligent in his invocations and the recitation of the noble Quran from childhood. There was never a need for anyone to remind him to perform Salah. First verdict, i.e. fatwa. Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Alayhi graduated from formal religious education at the age of 18. Like his noble father, he wrote his first verdict on the issue of Raza'a, i.e. nursing of children. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayhi expressed great happiness when he found the answer to be correct. He felt the same joy upon seeing his son's verdict as his own father, Sheikh Naqi Ali Khan Rahmatullahi Alayhi, had felt upon seeing his first verdict. He even had a stamp, i.e. seal, made and gifted it to him. The commentator of Sahih al-Bukhari, Mufti Sharif al-Haq al-Amjadi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, describes the interesting incident of this first verdict as a handwritten volume of Ala Hazrat's Fatawa-i Razaviyya used to be kept in the sitting room. Ala Hazrat used to assign some rulings to the scholars present there to write, so they would look at the relevant ruling and write the answer. One day, Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Alayhi went to the sitting room. There he saw a person looking at Fatawa-i Razaviyya with a paper placed underneath. When Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Alayhi asked, he replied, "I have to write a ruling on an issue." In view of his familiarity with him, Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Alayhi said to him, "This is not an achievement to write a ruling after seeing it in Fatawa Razaviyya. Write it yourself by finding the ruling in books of fiqh, i.e. Islamic jurisprudence." He also replied in the same manner, "Then take it, you write it yourself." Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Alayhi took the question. It was a complex issue regarding Rada'a. He himself had told me the issue, but I do not recall it at the moment. Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Alayhi looked at the books that were there, wrote the ruling and supporting references and sent it to the service of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayhi recognized the handwriting and asked, "Who has given this?" The bearer replied, "Chote Mia." Mufti Azam Hind was called Chote Mia at home. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayhi summoned him. Mufti Azam Rahmatullahi Alayhi came and saw that his father was overjoyed. Rays of happiness were radiating from his blessed forehead. He said, "Sign this." After having it signed, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayhi wrote Al-Jawab Sahih, the answer is correct, or a similar sentence. Signed it himself and whilst giving a reward of 5 rupees said, "I will get a stamp made for you. Now you should write fatawa." Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayhi personally prepared the sketch for the stamp with his own blessed hands, wrote the technonym and title and handed it over to the stamp maker. When the stamp was made, he called him and gifted it to him. The special thing is that Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayhi did not reduce or add even a single word to this first verdict, nor did he make any corrections. Mufti Azam Hind's first verdict was so correct and complete that there was no room to find any fault in it. If the beginning is like this, imagine the end. Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Alayhi continued to write fatawa under the supervision of his noble father, Imam Ahlus Sunnah Rahmatullahi Alayh, from 1328 AH to 1340 AH, 12 years. Then, after the sorrowful passing of Imam Ahlus Sunnah Rahmatullahi Alayh, he began issuing fatawa officially. The collection of his fatawa consists of 7 volumes available under the title Fatawa-e Mufti-e-Azam. He used to receive letters regarding religious issues from Arabia, Africa, Mauritius, England, America, Malaysia, Bangladesh, Pakistan and other places, and he would dictate their answers. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Respect for paper. The pride of the Ahlus Sunnah, the beloved son of Imam Ahlus Sunnah, Sayyiduna Mawlana al-Hajj Muhammad Mustafa Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh, known as Huzur Mufti Azam Hind, also used to show reverence for blank paper and individual alphabets, i.e. letters written separately, such as Alif, Ba, Ta, etc., because they are used in writing the Holy Quran, Hadith, and matters of Sharia. When he arrived at the annual Dastar Bandi I graduation ceremony of Darul Uloom Rabbaniya, Banda, India, in 1391 AH, he had walked only a few steps after getting off his carriage when his gaze fell upon a few torn pieces of paper with Urdu writing on them. He immediately picked them up from the ground and stated, "One should respect papers and Arabic alphabets, as all Urdu alphabets with the exception of a few are Arabic, because the glorious Quran, sacred ahadith and commentaries etc. are compiled from them. May Allah Almighty have mercy on him and forgive us by his virtue without accountability. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. If only we would be granted the fortune of respecting sacred papers by virtue of Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Alayh. Do not step on writing regardless of the language it is in. Do not keep doormats outside your doors that have welcome written on them. The fortunate Muslims who, out of respect for writing, see newspapers, sacred papers and cardboard etc. on the ground and pick them up to dispose of them respectfully in the middle of the sea or a deep river are worthy of envy. And for those fortunate ones who pick up sacred papers from the ground, here is glad tidings. The excellence of picking up sacred papers. It is narrated from the fourth caliph of the Muslims, Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, "Whoever picks up a paper from the ground upon which any of the divine names of Allah Almighty is written, Allah Almighty will raise the name of that person, i.e. the one who picked it up, in Iliyin, i.e. the highest place for souls, and he will reduce the punishment of his parents, even if his parents are non-Muslims." Alhamdulillah al-Kareem, Dawat-e-Islami, the religious organization of the devotees of the Prophet, is an organization that spreads the love, respect and spiritual grace of Allah Almighty, his beloved and final Prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, all the companions, the noble Ahlul Bayt alayhim ar-Ridwan, and the pious predecessors rahmatullahi alayhim. One of the departments of Dawat-e-Islami is called the Shobay Tahaffuz-e Awraq-e Muqaddasa, i.e. the department for the protection of sacred papers, whose work is to place various boxes and drums etc. in streets, neighborhoods and masajid to collect sacred papers and then dispose of them respectfully according to the guidance provided by the noble muftis. Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Alayh is a perfect spiritual guide. مفتی غلام محمد خان شیخ الحدیث جامعہ امجدیہ ناغپور has not become a disciple of anyone before 1953, and he was restless to be connected to a spiritual order. One day, he asked Mufti Abdul Rashid, a founder of Jamia Amjadia Nagpur, "Sir, who should I become a disciple of?" Mufti Abdul Rashid replied, "Maulana, where are such people left now who are perfect in both Sharia and Tariqa, except for Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Alayh?" Characteristics of Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Alayh. When Mufti Azam Hind's uncle, Maulana Hassan Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh, passed away in 1329 AH, and his elder brother, Maulana Hamid Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh, became the administrator of Madrasa Manzar al-Islam, Mufti Azam Rahmatullahi Alayh continued writing fatawa and teaching. No one ever saw him laughing aloud. He would perform every task or handle things with his right hand. He would not place other books on top of ahadith books. In gatherings of maulid, prophetic odes and odes to the pious predecessors, he would remain seated respectfully until the very end. He would visit the sick, show immense respect to religious scholars, and honor the descendants of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, just as a subject shows respect to their king. He would encourage others to keep a beard and wear Islamic clothing. Mufti Azam Hind's love for the Imam. Once Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi alayh came to Baraon Sharif for the annual graduation ceremony of Darul Uloom Faizur Rasool. The teachers of Faizur Rasool decided to take a lesson of hadith from Mufti Azam rahmatullahi alayh and receive authorization in hadith. With the permission of Hazrat Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi alayh, a spiritual gathering for the lesson of hadith was held. It was made mandatory for all participants of that gathering to attend whilst wearing an imam. Consequently, all the teachers of Darul Uloom participated in that session whilst wearing imamas. Dear Islamic brothers, you have witnessed Mufti Azam Hind's love for the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, the imama. You can gauge his love for the imama by the fact that among the various scholars and muftis to whom he granted spiritual successorship, i.e. khilafat, he personally tied the imama on the heads of many of them with his own hands. He also gifted robes, i.e. jubba, imamas and skull caps to many. His blessed style was to tie a wide, mostly white or almond-coloured imama. Mufti Abdul Mannan Al-Azami Rahmatullahi Alayh states, Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Alayh used to tie a simple imama, but the imama would look so beautiful on his blessed head that observers would say that the style of the imama was created specifically for his blessed head. The imama of Mufti Azam Hind on the head of Amir Ahlus Sunnah. Amir Ahlus Sunnah, founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Al-Qadri, Damat Barakat Mul Aliyah, states, before the formation of Dawat-e-Islami in Kharadar, Karachi, in the Haydari Masjid, located at the resting place of Sayyiduna Muhammad Shah Dulha Al-Bukhari Al-Sabzwari, Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Maulana Hamid Ar-Rahman Al-Qadri Ar-Rizavi, Rahmatullahi Alayhi, the son of the Khalifa of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Madda Al-Habib Maulana Jamil Ar-Rahman Al-Qadri Ar-Razavi Rahmatullahi Alayh, used to lead prayer. His house was approximately 6 to 7 kilometers away from the masjid. He possessed the blessed imama of Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Alayh. Due to his absence, I was blessed with the opportunity to lead Fajr prayer, and I would be privileged to receive that very imama of Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Alayh, from which I would seek blessings. Alhamdulillah. The imama of a perfect wali has touched my hands and head many times. Insha'Allah, the fire of hell will not touch my hands and head. And since it will not touch the hands and head, Insha'Allah, the entire body will remain protected. The marriage of Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Alayh. His marriage took place in the household of his uncle, Muhammad Raza Khan. Allah Almighty blessed him with 7 children, one of whom was a son and the rest were daughters. His son, Anwar Raza, passed away at a young age. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Alayh stayed away from rulers. Mufti Azam Hind Maulana Mustafa Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh always remained distant from ministers and government officials. Rais al-Qalam Maulana Arshad al-Qadri Rahmatullahi Alayh has stated, and this is also an unparalleled example of religious sense of honor, that Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Alayh, in his long life of 92 years, neither went to the house of any head of state, nor was he ever seen at the bungalow of any great ruler. Rather, what is astonishing is that many heads of state and many royals of the time sought permission to be admitted to his gathering. And Mufti Azam Rahmatullahi Alayhi refused to meet them, saying, a dervish has nothing to do with kings and those in power. Thus, Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Alayhi was the personification of this couplet by his noble father. Karu madde duwal raza, pare is bala me meri bala, me gada hoon apne kareem ka, mera deen paaraye na nahi. Explanation of Raza's poetry. The maqta'i closing couplet of Imam Ahmad Raza's poetry means, O Raza, should I praise and flatter the world's wealthy aristocrats and rulers? Not at all. Instead, may my trouble be ruined in such a destruction of flattery towards the rich. It is impossible for me to do so. I am merely a beggar at the court of my beloved messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My religion is not a morsel of bread that I should incline towards wealth. Gold rings are prohibited for men. Allama Arshad al-Qadri rahmatullahi alayhi has stated, for the son of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Mufti Azam rahmatullahi alayhi, the most distressing sight was seeing a Muslim violating the Islamic Sharia. When fulfilling the duty of Amrun bil Ma'roof wa Nahyun anil Munkar, commanding good and forbidding evil, he had no distinction between the small or the great, the rich or the poor, the ruler or the ruled. It was a common occurrence in Mufti Azam's court that regardless of how wealthy a person was or how high ranking an officer, if he came with a gold ring on his finger, Mufti Azam Rahmatullahi Alayh would immediately have it removed. With immense compassion and love, he would instruct him that the use of gold is prohibited, ay haram, for men in Sharia of the final prophet. Then, in a tone that won the heart, he would say, some sins last for a moment or two, or an hour or two, but the sin of a gold ring is such that as long as you wear it, you are in a state of continuous sin. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. If only we would become those who command good and forbid evil by virtue of Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Alayh. If you call someone to righteousness, you will receive the reward of 1 year of worship for every single word spoken. Just as Imam Abu Hamid Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad al-Ghazali Rahmatullahi Alayh has stated. Once Sayyiduna Musa Kalimullah alayhi salatu was salam asked in the divine court of Allah Almighty, O Allah, what is the reward for the one who commands his brother to do good and forbids him from evil? Allah Almighty replied, I record the reward of 1 year of worship for every word he speaks, and it is against my honor to punish him with the fire of hell. Subhanallah, dear Islamic brothers, be eager in gathering virtues. intensify the campaign to make others perform prayer. Whenever you go to the masjid for congregational prayer, encourage others and take them along. Teach those who do not know how to perform prayer. If even one person becomes a regular performer of prayer because of you, then as long as they continue to perform prayer, you will continue to receive the reward for every one of their prayers. Enroll in Dawat-e-Islami's Madrasatul Madina for adults. Learn the Holy Quran yourself and teach others. Whenever the one who learns from you recites, you will receive the reward for their recitation as well. Practice the Sunan yourself and encourage others to practice them. If you teach someone a single Sunnah, then every time they act upon it, you will receive the reward equal to the one acting upon that Sunnah. Become a machine for turning all Muslims into pious individuals by running a vigorous campaign for the area visit for the call to righteousness and travelling with Sunnah-inspired Madani qafilas. Insha'Allah, you will accumulate a mountain of reward and you will be successful in both worlds. If a person were to see the reward for the call to righteousness in this world that is reserved for the hereafter, they would not waste a single moment and would spend all their time spreading the call to righteousness. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Five incidents of Mufti Azam rahmatullahi alayh. Number one, stopped the speech and made him repent. It is said that once during a gathering, Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi alayh was present on the stage. Out of emotions whilst delivering a speech, a fiery speaker addressed the undercover police and said, "If the government's Kiraman Katibin are present here, they should write that." Hearing this, Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi alayh immediately interrupted him and told him to repent. Upon this, the speaker immediately stopped his speech and repented publicly. May Allah Almighty have mercy on Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi alayh and forgive us by his virtue without accountability. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, the reason Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi alayh interrupted him was that the speaker had compared the government's undercover police to the noble and infallible angels who record the deeds of servants. Mu'adhallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number two, they should have obeyed. Mawlana Hafiz al-Rahman rahmatullahi alayh narrates, "Once I presented myself along with a very close relative to meet Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi alayh. After the meeting, the Shaykh insisted on hospitality, so we stayed. Meanwhile, some devotees from Shah Jahanpur arrived, kissed Mufti Azam's hand, sat down, and then immediately tried to leave. Mufti Azam rahmatullahi alayh paid special attention to stopping these gentlemen. But they did not stop and left for the station. They could not get the train. After that, they left for the bus stand, but they could not get a bus there either. The bus stand manager told them that no more buses would go to Shah Jahanpur. The next one would leave in the morning. Disheartened, they left for Azam's blessed home. When they left, Mufti Azam rahmatullahi alayh had said to Mawlana Hafiz al-Rahman that all these gentlemen would return after a short while. They would find neither a bus nor a train. After some time, disappointed and exhausted, they came back to Mufti Azam's blessed home. Seeing them, Mawlana Hafiz al-Rahman and Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi alayh smiled and they all ate food together. May Allah Almighty have mercy on Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi alayh and forgive us by his virtue without accountability. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد. Number 3. Concern for the comfort of the maid. The summary of a statement by the commentator of Sahih al-Bukhari, Mufti Muhammad Sharif al-Haq al-Amjadi rahmatullahi alayh, is as follows. When I arrived at Bareilly to serve Mufti Azam Hind, Allama Mustafa Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayh, he entrusted me with the service of Darul Iftar during the day. I would write answers to religious queries, and after Isha, I would read them out to him. Wherever he deemed appropriate, he would make corrections. This session generally lasted for 2 to 3 hours, though at times it would even extend to 4 hours. During those days, it was a time of severe winter. There was a brazier in the room for the Sheikh, which began to cool down after some time. Suddenly, he remarked, if there were more coal, the brazier would warm up. I asked, should I call the maid and ask for coal? He replied, the poor maid must be exhausted from the day's work and asleep. Leave it. May Allah Almighty have mercy on Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi alayh and forgive us by his virtue without accountability. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 4. Reformation by Mufti Azam rahmatullahi alayh. Maulana Ghulam Asi rahmatullahi alayh states, for the sake of blessing, I had included the word Muhammad at the beginning of my name. Upon this, Mufti Azam Maulana Mustafa Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayh cautioned me that the name of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, i.e. Muhammad, should not be here. I immediately asked, sir, what is the ruling then for Muhammad Abdul Hay? In response to this, the Shaykh replied, how can you compare Abdul Hay with Ghulam Asi? Hearing this reply, I was astonished and the greatness of the Shaykh's profound understanding of religious issues, ay tafakku fi ddeen, deeply settled in my heart. By this instruction, he provided the guidance that wherever the word Muhammad is prefixed to a name, if the application of the word Muhammad is appropriate for that name, then it is correct to use it, such as Muhammad Sadiq. However, if the application of the name is not appropriate for the word Muhammad, then it is not correct to prefix it, such as Muhammad Ghulam Hussein. The Master of the Universe, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, is Abdul Hay. Therefore, saying Muhammad Abdul Hay is correct. Al Hay is a name of Allah Almighty, meaning the ever-living. Abdul Hay means the servant of the ever-living, and surely Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the unmatched servant of Allah Almighty. However, he is not Ghulam Asi. Therefore, saying Muhammad Ghulam Asi is inappropriate. May Allah Almighty have mercy on Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi alayh and forgive us by his virtue without accountability. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. An informative verdict. Question. What is the ruling on calling individuals named Abdul Qadir, Abdul Qadir, Abdul Razzaq, etc. by just calling them Qadir, Qadir or Razzaq? Answer. Mufti Azam Hind Maulana Muhammad Mustafa Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi states, omitting the word Abd from such names is very bad, and at times it is impermissible and sinful, and sometimes it even borders on disbelief, ay kufr. It is permissible to call someone generally Qadir. In this case, calling Abdul Qadir, just Qadir, is bad. However, calling anyone other than Allah Almighty, Taqdeer is not permissible. As mentioned in Al-Baydawi, and if someone's name is Abdul Quddus, Abdul Rahman, or Abdul Qayyum, then calling them Quddus, Rahman, and Qayyum is just like calling someone whose name is Abdullah by the name Allah, which is a very severe matter. Wal-iyadhu billah. The one whose name is Abdul Qadir should be called Abdul Qadir, and the one named Abdul Qadir must be called Abdul Qadir. It is obligatory to call one's full name, i.e. Abdul Quddus, Abdul Rahman, Abdul Qayyum, and Abdullah. Omitting Abd here would be a severe degree of haram and kufr. Wal-iyadhu billah. Number 5. Precaution against exaggeration. The blessed tongue of Mufti Azam Hind Maulana Mustafa Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alay always uttered precise and measured words. Whenever he heard about someone's passing, he would immediately raise his hands in prayer for forgiveness. Many letters regarding deceased individuals were presented to him. Listen to this magnificent incident of avoiding exaggeration in condolences. Once a reply to a condolence letter had to be written. The beloved son of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh requested Mufti Mujib al-Islam Rahmatullahi Alayh to write the reply and that he would sign it. So Mufti Sahib wrote, "We received your letter and are extremely sorry to read the news of your son's demise." After hearing the reply, Mufti Azam Rahmatullahi Alayh immediately corrected him, saying, "We are not extremely sorry. Yes, we are sorry." May Allah Almighty have mercy on Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Alayh and forgive us by his virtue without accountability. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. O devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, this was the level of caution in writing and speaking shown by a friend of Allah, i.e. a waliullah, and a true devotee of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi alayhi acquired the training of being cautious in writing and speaking through the spiritual grace of his noble father, rahmatullahi alayh. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi alayh, also used highly cautious words. We should also develop the habit of speaking cautious and accurate words. For example, upon the demise of someone's father, using exaggerated phrases like, "I was severely shocked, deeply hurt, became very sad," or "I am extremely grieved to hear the news of your father's passing," all these sentences require careful consideration. If someone intentionally utters such sentences, despite their heart not truly feeling that way, they have lied, making themselves sinful and deserving of the punishment of the hellfire. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. 3. Hajj. Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi alayh was blessed with the opportunity to perform Hajj and visit Medina 3 times. During his final pilgrimage, he also met the scholars of the Haramain in the sacred Makkah, who had the honour of meeting Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayh during his time in the sacred Haramain. Prophetic Odes of Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi alayh. Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi alayh received a generous share of prophetic odes as an inheritance. He wrote several hamds, i.e. divine praises of Allah Almighty, prophetic odes in honour of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and general odes for the pious predecessors rahmatullahi alayhim. There is no shari or technical flaw in his poetry. His collection of prophetic odes, titled Saman-e-Bakhshish, is truly worth reading, listening to, and understanding. Maktabatul Madina has printed it beautifully It can be read by downloading it for free from Dawate Islami's website. His passing. Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Alayh always offered prayer in the masjid. But a day before his passing, on Wednesday, when he could not reach the masjid for Zuhr and Asr, people became worried with the realization that his health had deteriorated significantly. On his final night, he offered the Isha prayer on his bed. After that, he blessed everyone by blowing on them and quietly lay down with his eyes closed to complete his daily invocations. When half of the night of Thursday had passed, he opened his eyes, looked with great composure at the sorrow-filled faces, and as a wasiya, he stated, "Adhere to the sunnah of Al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in every state, as this is the path to salvation and success." Then, after a little while, he said, "In every difficult time, keep reciting Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil." After these two important pieces of advice, he recited Surah Al-Mulk, then Ayatul Kursi, and then he passed away whilst continually reciting the Kalima Tayyiba, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." On the 14th Muharram al-Haram, 1402 AH, corresponding to November the 12th, 1981, the clock showed 1:40 AM at the time of his demise. At the time of passing, he was lying on his bed, positioned in the shape of the name Muhammad. Ghusl, funeral prayer and burial. On Friday, 14th Muharram al-Haram, 1402 AH, November the 13th, 1981, at 8 o'clock AM, the final bath-i ghusl was given to him. Sarkare Kala, Maulana Sayyid Mukhtar Ashraf Rahmatullahi Alayh, custodian of Kichocha Sharif, led his funeral prayer at Islamia Intercollege Bareilly, India, in which millions of Muslims participated. He was then buried to the left side of his noble father, Imam Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh. May Allah Almighty have mercy on Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Alayh and forgive us by his virtue without accountability. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Impressions of the scholars of Ahlus Sunnah in relation to the four letters of Mufti Azam's pen name, Nuri. Number one, Sayyiduna Hafiz al-Millah Allama Hafiz Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayhi stated, "No one receives such an honor and popularity in their own city, but the honor and popularity that Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi alayhi possesses in his own city is unmatched." Number two, Mujaddid al-Millah Allama Muhammad Habib al-Rahman al-Razavi al-Ariswi rahmatullahi alayhi stated, "In this era, Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi alayhi is unparalleled, especially in the field of issuing legal edicts. Even in daily conversation, he employs very cautious and appropriate words and constraints. Only the people of knowledge truly enjoy his level." Number three, the Ghazali of this age, Sayyid Allama Sayyid Ahmad Al-Qazimi rahmatullahi alayhi stated, "The status of Sayyidi Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi alayhi is evident from the fact that besides being the beloved son and true successor of Imam Ahlus Sunnah, the Mujaddid Maulana Shah Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi, he is the true embodiment of the saying, Al-Waladu Sirrun Li-Abi, the son is the secret of his father." Number four, the successor of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Sayyidi Qutb al-Madina Ziya'ad-Din Ahmad al-Madani rahmatullahi alayhi stated, "Mufti Azam Hind is the Mufti Azam. He is Ala Hazrat. He is stationed at the rank of Siddiqiyya." the founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Al-Qadiri Damat Barakatul Aliya, states, "The pride of Ahlus Sunnah, the beloved son of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Mufti Azam Hind Maulana Mustafa Raza Khan Al-Nuri Al-Razavi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, was a great graduate of Darul Uloom Manzur al-Islam Bareilly, an expert in sciences and arts, the Mufti of Islam, an Islamic scholar of the modern era, author of various books, an Islamic poet, and a famous spiritual guide." In another place he states, "Mufti Azam Hind Maulana Mustafa Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayhi was a beloved son of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Both he and his father are walis and devotees of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Amir Ahlus Sunnah has written an ode in the praise of Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Alayhi, which can be seen in his book Vasaile Bakhshish. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad."